Well, let me first say it's wonderful to be in the community and with the university. And I can say with all sincerity that this is the most welcoming university and community that anybody could ever ask for. And, you know, it's an honor to be here, and actually an honor to be asked to speak today. Not because it's me, but because MSU has a birthday this month. And if you didn't know it, this is the 130th anniversary of Morehead State University. How about that? Give it a round of applause. Morehead State University, I've told around the region, is really a gem, a hidden gem, a gem that still has a long way to go and a lot of service left in it. We talked about 130 years. I think this university's got another 130 in horsepower within it. Such wonderful people and wonderful programs. And it really is an archway to the region in a lot of ways. It's an archway economically, it's an archway educationally, and it's an archway socially to the Eastern Kentucky region. And even though we serve kind of a 22-county region, our roots really spread far and beyond that. And our vision going forward, hopefully for a portion of that future 130 years, is to make sure we're striving to be the highest quality, most affordable four-year regional institution in the Commonwealth, hands down. That's who we want to be going forward. We want to be the university of choice for individuals who are seeking educational opportunities. You might know that higher education in the Commonwealth is changing. Doesn't take you too long to read the papers and the blogs and listen to your neighbors over coffee to kind of get a feel of what we may or may not have before us. And I say that with a lot of respect. We know we have challenges, but we remain glass half full at MSU. Probably the most common question I've gotten over the last couple of weeks is, what's your enrollment look like? Everybody asks that. This fall, we're about 10,394. We're solid. We are a solid institution by numbers, and we're a solid institution financially. And that is a good place to begin to build from. But we know we have some challenges. And some of the cornerstones of our visioning that we've been looking at on campus and who we want to be and where we want to go over the next couple of years really revolve around kind of four things and four teams that are working right now. We know we want to concentrate on student success around a very aggressive recruitment plan. We want to shift to scholarships, heavy on scholarships, maybe a little less brick and mortar going forward. And we know we need to drive our retention rate up from about 69. It'd be great to get to 73, 74. If we get to 75, we're moving on. We also know that our funding climate is changing, and you might have heard about outcomes-based funding. We're under a new funding mechanism with the state of Kentucky, and I really liken it to, for those of you that were in the state in the early 90s, you probably remember CARA and the SEEK formula and all those machinations that went about in K-12 education, is they kind of changed their funding model. Well, higher ed's going through that starting a few months ago, and we'll have this machination grinding at all universities and community colleges throughout Kentucky, probably for a couple of years. And just like CARA and just like SEEK, it kind of started to smooth out a little bit. So in looking at all that, the best way that I can describe it is we moved away from receiving a base funding check for the university from Frankfurt, and now we've kind of got to compete with others and sing for our supper. Now, that's not a bad thing in and of itself, but it does make us look at things differently on campus. And as we look at this through our visioning process, our strategic planning, we've got to come up with very unique, creative, and nimble ways to do things. And we have great people, and I feel confident that we can do it. We also want to concentrate on academic excellence. That's where the people write the checks, the moms, the dads, and the caregivers want their children, nieces, nephews, et cetera, to go. We want to be known for academic excellence. And We want that reputational piece as well. We have Craft Academy, which is a wonderful addition to campus, as you know. And we're looking at some other things related to that, and related to our region, related to our rankings, and related to our overall reputation. You know, fall is in the air, and it's a great time. If you ever go through campus, it actually looks great. We have some construction going on, and as you know, and Mark can tell you from the hospital and others, progress can kind of be painful when you're building and moving stuff around and moving people and cranes. But really, when you roll out the back of that, things look really well, and we're going to look great this time next year. We're going to look absolutely fabulous. Adrian Doran University Center is well underway. We're well within budget. We're well on schedule. And I predict we'll probably have a soft opening of that next summer. Hard opening with students hopefully roaming and eating and visiting and having events in there for the fall 2018 semester. That will really be an anchor to the campus and a wonderful expansion and addition. We also have The Rock, which is kind of a multifold eatery that will open up here in 2 or 3 weeks, and that will give our students a whole lot of options. We've kind of had them temporarily in a small facility there, and that will be great to kind of expand and let them have that particular venue. You also probably saw through the news that our board also voted to raise, R-A-Z-E, six old homes. They're kind of on the back of Hal McDowell. And one of the reasons we're doing that is, first and foremost, they're great assets for us. They border our campus. They were wonderful strategic purchases over the years. They date back, in some cases, they were bought decades ago. So those are good properties for us to own. But unfortunately, the houses have a lot of deferred maintenance, windows whistle, roofs leak, basements back up. Some of them have mice running loose all through them. We have to exterminate them regularly. And they cost us a small fortune for utilities and all the different things that go with, you know, kind of upkeeping facilities. So through a careful analysis, we'll probably start bringing those down over the next couple of months. It'd be very methodical. It'd be a process. Our goal is to try to get people back into the main footprint of campus and slowly reduce some of the square footage that we have to pay to maintain. It's costly to maintain that type of square footage. Our goal is to have a real slenderized campus that kind of runs the side of the hillside there. Lots of nice green space. ADUC is finished. The Rock is finished. Bring these homes down, clean them up for green space. We may sit on from parking later, but for now, they'll probably be green space. And this time next year, MSU will look absolutely like a different campus. It will, from stem to stern, and we're very excited about that process. You might have also heard either kind of through social media or word of mouth or formal media that we're altering our plans for the Alumni Center a little bit. And I know many of you in the room are alumni. And in some conversations around that, I'll give you the nickel tour of it. That was a facility that would have been wonderful. It was scheduled to go down around Laughlin, but in our economic times and looking at the funding that we have, we thought it was better to make a shift towards scholarships and taking care of our students, and at least for a while, away from brick and mortar, trying to keep our footprint kind of skinny and free up some of those costs. So we've elected to shelve the new Alumni Center. And we've asked all the donors who have donated for that, for their permission, we're not going to bait and switch anyone, their permission to move those funds to 100% scholarship dollars for our students. So we're trying to get very focused on scholarship monies, help drive enrollment. If somebody wants their money back, we'll certainly give it back. We had about $2 million, take or give, raised against a $6 million plus project. So that kind of gives you a little bit of the weightiness that we had. And instead of spending our time, energy, and resources trying to raise another $4 million plus dollars for brick and mortar, we've decided going forth to try to raise $4 million more dollars or more in scholarship dollars for our students. So in our attempt to try to drive that process, we've decided to kind of put that over to the side and really focus on what we have now in our students. It doesn't take a genius to also look and say, gosh, they got pension problems, they got state budget problems. Well, the judge has got them, mayor, you've got them, school district's got them, we all have them. We're not in this alone, and it's not Rowan County. It's the whole state. And just to give an example, and I don't want to harp on looming issues, I'm going to mention two of them, and then I'm moving on to the positive. Number one, we're literally a small city over there on the hill, with a workforce of about 810 employees, $152 million budget, and the pension increase alone, just the increase, is nearly $4 million for us. So we're talking about huge sums of money here. And I don't want to get into the gory details of it, but this really is a serious business, and it's something that we're trying to look at on the front end so it doesn't stare us in the face on the back end, and we're trying to work through how is the best way to kind of keep this going, just like the judge and the mayor and the school superintendents all across Kentucky are doing. We all have the same problem, and it's a very high pension system cost. Instead of paying 49 cents on every dollar to the pension system, we now have to pay 84 cents on every dollar of payroll. So you can see this is not just another penny or two. This is a big deal. Our state budget climate kind of follows that, and we'll be working through that as we go. But as I said beforehand, we continue to be half glass full. And I after being here about 95 days, I am so impressed with our faculty, with our staff, with our students, with our alumni, and the dedication to this university. And that's why they've been in business and resilient for 130 years, is because of that staunch resiliency that you find. It really is good to get to know people, and that's one of the things that we've tried to really concentrate on. Even in good times and bad, you want to concentrate on your people. And you want to try your best to take care of them. We also remain very student-centered, and that's what we want to make our mark on, is being a student-centered university, small class sizes, careful attention to detail, particularly around our students and their success. Looking ahead, we've got some nice things coming in the next couple of weeks. Homecoming is on the 21st. Whether you're a regular to football game or basketball game or not, do come join us at homecoming. This really is a celebration, not just of Morehead State University, but really a celebration of who we are and in the support that you give us. So we want to make sure we're integrated into the community. We want our faculty and our staff and our students involved in doing things. So anytime we can help you, do let us know. Our vision continues to be a university of choice, a high-quality institution, an affordable institution, after 130 years of many people who have come before us. I've been here 95, 96 days. So many people have been instrumental in this institution moving from a little one-room building in the late 1880s. A small one-room building, really over where ADUC sits now, in that general location, you probably have seen pictures of it, to a normal school, to a college, to a full-blown university. That shows you the resiliency of an institution from the late 1880s to now. There's been ups, there's been downs, and it's been sideways, and there have been circles. But this institution will continue to be strong. We'll have ups, and we'll have downs. But this place is resilient. I said it when I came here to interview. I'm saying it again today, and I'll say it again tomorrow. We are a resilient institution, and we'll continue to fight for the students that are not only in this region, but any other student that wants to come here, because we're here to stay. We've got to look at things differently, but we're here to stay. I wish MSU a happy birthday today, 130 years old, this month, this very month of October. Come see us sometime. Thank you.